Perry Township Police say a girl reported missing over the weekend has been found in Cleveland. 14-year-old Elena Hernandez was last seen leaving a friend's home in the township Saturday. Police say she was located at an address on West 60th Street Monday night. Cleveland police arrested a 20-year-old man allegedly involved with Hernandez's disappearance. An investigation is underway. Wrongful death lawsuit filed against a Canton teen and a Toledo area man accused in the murder of his mother. The suit was filed last week in Lucas County Common Pleas Court by the administrator of Nicole Jones' estate. She was strangled and beaten to death in her Sylvania Township home in April 2023. 18-year-old Caitlin Coons and 34-year-old Jonathan Jones are charged with aggravated murder. Coons was found with Jones in Mexico last May. She reportedly confessed to the killing. The two were sought after Jones failed to appear for sentencing in Toledo in April 2023 on charges of pandering obscene material and child endangerment. The murder case is pending in court. Unemployment on the rise in Stark County. Ohio Job and Family Services reports March's jobless rate was 4.8%, an increase from 4.7% in February and 4.2% in March 2023. In Carroll County, unemployment held steady at 5.1%. It was up to 5.3% in Columbiana County, 5.5% in Mahoning County. Portage County's rate rose to 4.5%. Ohio's figure increased to 3.8%. Canton City Council has passed legislation to earmark $100,000 for a new demolition assistance program. Under the measure approved Monday, business owners and developers can apply for financial assistance to tear down dilapidated commercial and residential buildings related to economic development on or near the site. The repository reports approved applicants can be reimbursed for up to 50% of the cost, capped at $15,000 for a residential demolition, $30,000 for a commercial demolition. The money will come from the general fund. Lawmakers will consider the proposal next Monday. Cities of Canton, Canal Fulton, and North Canton are receiving federal funding for various capital improvement projects. Canton awarded $2.1 million for the East Tuscarawas Streetscape Project. $500,000 was allocated for Canal Fulton, which plans to build an elevated water storage tank. North Canton will get $500,000 to help pay for the drilling of a water well at the Arrowhead Golf Course this year. $963,000 is going to several police departments in Stark and Summit counties to help pay for new cruisers. Authorities investigating after a body was found in Berlin Township. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office says it was discovered in the backyard of a home on South Duck Creek Road Monday night. The Sheriff's Office says the man was a 57-year-old Canfield resident. His name has not yet been released. Foul play is not suspected. An autopsy will be conducted to determine the cause of death. Man considered armed and dangerous is in custody. Lisbon police say 47-year-old Timothy Adkins was arrested Friday night. They received a tip he was on the porch of a Stooksbury Road home in Lisbon. Police were assisted by the Columbiana County Sheriff's Office in making Adkins' arrest. He's charged with aggravated menacing and inducing panic. Adkins allegedly made homicidal threats to a woman and ran away from the counseling center of Columbiana County Thursday afternoon. Guilty plea for a man charged with stealing from a family member. 47-year-old Bryce Bezdek of Rogers will be sentenced June 28th on account of felony theft from a person in a protected class. He was accused of stealing funds from a 77-year-old man between April 2014 and October 2020. He was indicted a year ago. A second charge was dropped. Bezdek faces up to 36 months in prison. Man was given 6 months probation and ordered to pay restitution after pleading guilty to charges of theft and passing bad checks. Philip Faraglia was sentenced Friday in Mahoning County Court in Canfield. He was accused of stealing about $10,000 while he was manager of the Kensington Golf Course in the city. He reportedly had access to funds and wrote unauthorized checks. Additional charges were dropped in exchange for the guilty plea. A Warren mother faces up to 3 years in prison for causing the death of her one-year-old son. 32-year-old Eris Rice pleaded guilty Tuesday in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court to one count each of involuntary manslaughter and endangering children. Sentencing date has not been set. Rice's son ingested prescription methadone in September 2023. Representative Dean Phillips will receive at least 3 delegates from the Ohio Democratic primary. So far, Joe Biden has won 99% of convention delegates. Phillips dropped out of the race March 6th after a campaign bent on finding a younger alternative, but he still appeared in the Ohio Democratic primary ballot. In other states, some Democratic voters register their discontent with Biden by filling out their ballot for uncommitted.